There are what we call standards of behavior, such as the Ten Commandments that have been handed down for people to live by. But I've noticed that even those people who mandate and attempt to enforce such standards here in our societies themselves find ways of circumventing, say, the commandments. For instance, thou shalt not kill. Well, the enforcers kill the killers or kill those that they suspect of maybe going to be causing some future problems and so on. How do they live with such behavior?
You are all seeking balance within self, and you are truly wanting to find that harmony within self. One would have a very difficult time living with oneself if he believed that this was appropriate action and then did otherwise. Mm-hmm. And so as he finds reason to do otherwise, he justifies his action so that he does not have so much negative emotion. Mm-hmm. In essence, he is using his guidance system while he tells you not to.
So a standard behavior that's handed down by someone else isn't necessarily something that we would believe in. It might be something we would attempt to obey.
There is much more obedience to that which you do not agree with than there is obedience to that which you do agree with. You see, your laws, your rules, whether you believe that they are created by man or whether you believe they are created by God, your laws hold only those who would have obeyed them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They have been written to restrain the others, to keep those who are doing what you are not wanting them to do from doing that. And so you create laws to stop them. But the laws do not stop them. They only restrain those who were not needing the laws. They are very ineffective.
Do you have any words that you could give that could live by that would assist in the creation of a planet of people that were say more harmonious and more joyous and more fulfilled?
What is it you're asking for? A statement?
Is there any simple statement?
I am that which I am. I am magnificent creator. And I acknowledge that you are that which you are, which is magnificent creator. It's within this universe, there is some of everything. And it is my intention to attract that which is in harmony with my wanting, while I allow all others to attract that which is in harmony with their wanting. For I know that there is space enough and time enough for all of it. I recognize that there is not one world, but as many worlds as there are individuals participate. And so I will set about to create the perfect world from my perspective, while allow you to set about to create the perfect world from your perspective. And understanding these everlasting laws, the law of attraction and the law of deliberate creating, I am free to be or do or have whatever I am wanting, while I am able to allow you to be or do or have whatever you are wanting.
Do you feel that the message that you just laid out there is the primary message of the great leaders all through history? Or do you feel that they weren't at this stage and we're all growing and developing to this understanding to this point in time?
It has been offered in part for a very long time, for as long as your physical history has existed. But you are nearer to understanding it now than 2,000 years before. For you are having more experiences which make these words have more meaning to you.